Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural.com.
I found this company online and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
To the FDAA.
Los Angeles is a sanctuary city disaster courtesy of Antonio Villaraigosa. The good news is you can do something about it. My name is Walter Moore, and I'm running for mayor of L.A. right now. I've got the credentials and platform needed to turn this city around. What I don't have yet is the $150,000 needed to qualify for matching funds and get a guaranteed spot in the televised mayoral debates. That's where you come in. People just like you have already contributed more than $10,000 to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which paid for this ad. All I need now is another $139,000 to get in that debate, clean his clock, win that election, turn this city around. We can repeal Special Order 40, but it's up to you to contribute. Will you help me save America's second largest city? If so, go to moreisbetter.com, two O's, moreisbetter.com. We'll make this city great again. Moreisbetter.com. Thanks.
Are you shocked that 20 million illegal aliens have invaded our country? That 60% of HUD funds go to illegals? That 1 in 10 births in the U.S. are to illegals? The anchor babies born to illegals at our expense get citizenship? That less than 2% are picking crops, but 41% are on welfare? That they comprise 95% of all murder warrants in L.A.? That our politicians want to give them amnesty if they pay back taxes? What taxes? Low-skilled, low-income workers with numerous dependents don't pay taxes. They get a check for earned income tax credit. And then there's our schools. Had enough? Then join the campaign. Support is needed of every citizen to tell our president and Congress, stop it now. Call the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, toll-free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or go to SayNoToIllegals.org before it's too late.
And now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson!
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention! Folks, I looked into the eyes of elitism on television and I saw why we're in the fix that we're in with this horrendous, horrendous Senate amnesty bill. The eyes that I looked into were the eyes of Lindsey Graham, Republican. I'll say that again to make sure everybody heard me. Republican senator from South Carolina. I heard directly from his mouth that everywhere he goes, he is braced about his stand on amnesty. But he said that matters not. He will continue to back amnesty. And here's what he gave as a reason. The South Carolina agricultural industry needs cheap labor to harvest its crops. I have a suggestion for Senator Graham. Rather than base the fortunes of your state on cheap, illegal, alien labor, why not have the farmers of your state just buy some slaves? You've done it before in the past down in South Carolina. Why not do it now? Why not go and buy you some slaves? I don't understand it. It would be cheaper all around for you to just buy you some people. And then you wouldn't have to worry about the top line. Once you paid for them, guess what? They're yours, and they're yours forevermore. But no, you won't do that. You want to import some slaves. You know why? Because if you import them, then you don't have to buy them. All you have to do is hire them, and all of their welfare, all of their medical, and every other thing they need will be paid for by us. And that's what's going on with Lindsey Graham down there in South Carolina. I mean, think about it. This man, this senator, this clown went on TV and said that without this influx of illegal alien slave labor, his state would be in dire straits. He said, I saw him say it. Now, forget about the fact that there's 49 other states. Forget about the fact that this country has states that have been totally devastated by this illegal alien invasion. And forget about the fact that some of us are suffering because of it. He doesn't care as long as his onions or turnips or rutabagas or whatever the hell they grow down in South Carolina gets picked. That's all he cares about. They interviewed a farmer who said he wasn't crazy about the bill, but he needed the workers to harvest his crops. So therefore, he supported the bill. Now, I would be delighted to see every inch of his crops rot in the fields. I would love to see him rot in the field. I would like to see him go belly up, go bankrupt. I would like to see this farmer, I don't know his name, I wish I did so I could say it on the air. I would like to see him lose his farm. And you know why? Because he doesn't care about me, so therefore I don't care about him. Now, I understand his concerns. I understand he's got the bottom line. I understand he's got to get his crops in. But to turn your back on the rest of the country because it doesn't affect you yet socially tells me that I should turn my back on him instantly. I turn my back on this farmer, and I say, you know what? I hope you have a drought just over your farm. I hope you have boll weevils and whatever kind of weevils they get down there in South Carolina. I hope that your kids get a snotty nose and you have to stop working. You can't plow the fields because you got to take your kid to the hospital. I hope your wife has to go out there and pick potatoes on her knees barefooted because you don't care about me. And guess what? Now I don't care about you. I don't care about anything about you because you refuse to acknowledge that there are people in this country who are affected by this problem. This is unbelievable to me. Both the farmer and Lindsey Graham are the worst kind of Americans we have. As long as they're doing okay, they don't care about anybody else. With all the heat in the Senate, all the phone calls, all the letters, all the emails, none of this matters to people like them. Nothing matters. Nothing at all. I want what I want when I want it, and the hell with everybody else. When do we, as Americans, get recognized for what we need? When do our needs get talked about? When do our children get talked about? When does the decline of our country get discussed rather than somebody's rutabagas in the ground rotting? This angers me. We all deserve to be treated with respect and dignity in this country, and that's not happening. If you're an American, you are a second-class, maybe a third-class citizen, and you come up short every single time. Americans need to be heard, folks. Now, the illegal aliens were heard last week. Oh, yeah, hundreds gathered at the United States Capitol to make sure that they were heard. This happened yesterday. And they were asking for one thing and one thing only. They were asking for, quote, humane treatment. They wanted humane treatment, just and humane treatment. They made the point that 20 to 30 million illegal aliens and their families in this country need to be treated humanely, just and humanely. A woman named Jessica Alvarez from one of the racist reform groups was at this rally saying that she wanted, quote, a just and humane reform for all, end quote. Now, believe it or not, you're not going to believe this, but believe it or not, that's exactly what I want. I want what this broad wants, the very same thing. I want just and humane treatment. I want just and humane treatment for every American child in school, regardless of their race, so their education does not drastically suffer as it has. I want that three-hour education to go back to 6 hours the way it was pre-invasion. I want just and humane treatment for every American worker, regardless of his race, who's had his wages depressed by this invasion, who's been completely forced out of certain occupations by this invasion, and has been told that he must speak a foreign language just to continue in his chosen endeavor of employment. That's what I want. I want just and humane treatment for all Americans who are fighting tooth and nail to prevent America from becoming the third world. This is what I want. This is what I ask for as an American citizen. No, I don't ask for nothing. This is what I demand as an American citizen. I demand that we get this. I demand that these senators not pass this horrible bill and put us down to maybe fourth-class citizens. I demand that we get at least what these illegal aliens are asking for. And I will continue to make that demand all this week. I will continue to call these senators, these rotten bastard senators, and I will continue to call the House of Representatives and tell them what I think. I will not call the president. That is a waste of my time, even though the call is free. I will not waste my air, my breath, my being on a man who has turned his back on the United States of America as vehemently as he has. He is no good. He is rotten to the core. And this is not some left-wing, radical, liberal Democrat saying this. This is a man who is conservative is talking about another man who is alleged conservative. Keep that pressure on that Senate, folks. They say that the tide is turning and you folks have slacked off. Don't slack off. Keep those calls up. Keep them going. Make sure that they hear your voice once and for all. Make sure that you don't let this happen, because if it does, you are to blame. So far, you have risen to the call. You've stood strong, stood tall, and told the American government, you are not going to shove this in me. You're not going to give me this shaft. You are not going to do this to me. You have made it plain that you're not going to take it, and I admire Americans for that, but you can't let down. You got to keep it going this week. This week is very, very important. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Steve Remich, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Today's message is about the growing county bureaucracy. Los Angeles County has a 5-member Board of Supervisors. They serve as both the legislative and executive branch of county government, and they are directly responsible for many catastrophes, including the King Drew Medical Center. The top staff position is the county's chief administrative office. Under a new proposal promoted by the CAO, he will be at the head of a new county department called the Department of the Chief Executive Officer. The new department will cost an additional $1.6 million and will include a chief deputy and 5 deputy chief executive officers. This proposal has so many problems, we can't list them here. Aside from the additional costs, which would allow for the deployment of 16 additional deputy sheriffs. From our point of view, it just makes county government more top-heavy. I'm certain that the CAO will find good people to fill these positions, but only change that will make our elected officials more accountable will help improve county services. I'm Steve Remich. Thanks for listening, and please drive carefully.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States of America. I want to remind all you good folks out there, you got to put the pedal to the metal. You got to put the pressure this week, folks. Fisher, cut bait, shoot Luke, give up the gun. pee or get off the pot, whatever it's going to take. You got to do it this week because they think they've gotten this beat and they don't. They really don't. We're going to show them. I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the good folks in Phoenix tonight listening on KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona, the great K-Dawn 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the folks listening on the RBN Network. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that call number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, but don't forget, you get back all you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Folks, last week, one of the most blatant racists on the political scene today reared her ugly head once again. Republican Linda Chavez wrote a piece called Latino Fear and Loathing, in which she continually called anyone who was against amnesty a xenophobe. They love that word, too. A xenophobe. This stupid racist broad said, quote, "We need to quit pretending that the no amnesty crowd is anything other than what it is, a tiny group of angry, frightened, and prejudiced loudmouths backed by political opportunists who exploit them," end quote. Let's dissect this broad statement. Tiny group? Is that right? 80%+ of Americans have said over and over, no amnesty, no time, no how, never, nothing. Never. That's what they said. Tiny group, right. How about angry? Yep, you bet we're angry. Angry at racists like you who only advocate for one person, one group of people, the ones who are your skin color. Yeah, we're angry about that. Frightened? Uh-huh. You can bet we're frightened. We are scared to death when we look at what's become of our country from this illegal alien invasion. Now, the word prejudice, I really tossed that one around before I came to a conclusion. If you mean that we have a prejudice against lawlessness, you're absolutely right. And the loudmouth part? Ah, if you think we ain't, ask those state staffers up there in those Senate office, those national Senate staffers who've been taking our calls. Ask the House of Representative members who are scared to death right now for their political lives. Ask anybody on talk radio how loud we are. And Linda Chavez, ask yourself, if we weren't loud to the extreme, you and your racist cohorts wouldn't have to write articles like the very one we are discussing now. We are putting it to you. We're sticking it to you every single day. We've got you on the run, and you're scared. Scared as you can be. That's why you wrote the piece. And you know what? Before it's over, you're going to get writer's cramp because you're going to have to write 1,000 more. That I promise you. That I swear to you, that is not a threat. That is a guarantee, because we ain't going nowhere. Linda Chavez, you suck. But more than that, you're the most horriblest clown of the week. All right, folks. We are very privileged to have a gentleman on tonight, a friend of mine, known him for some years now, Mr. John Vincent from AIC. He knows all about what's going on back there in the Beltway, and we want to talk to him about this radical, ridiculous Senate bill. John, how you been?
Pretty good.
What's going on with this bill, buddy? What can we expect out of this?
Well, I tell you, the contempt these people have for us is just absolutely incredible. They're just trying to pull the same scam they did back in 1986. They're going to give amnesty, but they're giving us some promises. We see how good their promises are. You see what their promises are worth.
And, John, at least in 86, they said it was amnesty. At least they were honest about it then.
Absolutely.
Now they're calling it 1,000 other names.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're rewarding people who break our laws, and when you reward something, you get more of it. Isn't that common sense? So we had 3 million back then, we've got it, we'll have 12 million now, and then we'll have 24 million the next time. At a certain point, it's got to stop. I like what you said about how those people in South Carolina might as well just start up slavery again. The thing is, they don't want to start up slavery, because the thing is, they'd have to take care of the slaves. They want us to take care of their workers. That's the thing.
Yeah, John, if a slave got sick, you had to take care of him. If he had a baby, you had to take care of him. It came out of the slave owner's pocket. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, but it comes out of our pocket.
Right.
They get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely.
That's exactly it.
I would agree.
And, you're absolutely right about one thing. I'm sorry that these farmers have problems, but if they don't care anything about me, if they don't care anything about my family, why should I care about them?
John, that's exactly my point. Here's a guy who looked into the camera and said, well, I need to get these rutabagas picked, so what do I care? My rhubarb is rotten in the ground. I don't care what's going on in L.A. I don't care what's going on in Washington, D.C. I don't care what's going on in Hazleton, Pennsylvania. It matters not. All I care about is my farm. Well, you know what? I've taken some hits in my life to do what I'm doing here on the radio, and if I can make a sacrifice, this guy should make at least a little sacrifice for America. But no, it's all about him and his.
Well, you know, I mean, they talk about free enterprise. When free enterprise, you're not guaranteed a profit. If you can't make a profit, given the circumstances that you have, then maybe you need to get into another line of work or raise a different crop or mechanize or something like that. I mean, we don't owe that person a living.
Nothing.
Right down to that.
And that's why we haven't mechanized on farms in this country, because our farmers have not had to, because they've had a cheap crop of labor that they could use. If that labor went up high enough because American workers were doing it, guess what? They would mechanize in a heartbeat, but they haven't had to mechanize, and they're not going to do it until we make them. And it would be a good thing. You know why? Because they say those are jobs Americans won't do. Well, I'm sure they're jobs a machine is willing to do.
I think so. You know, one thing about this bill, you know, they promised back in 86 they would beef up the Border Patrol. Well, you know, the promise was in the bill, but they never appropriated the money for it, and they're going to pull the same trick this time. They say they're going to double the size of the Border Patrol, but there's no guarantee that they'll appropriate the money for it. And even if they do, there's no guarantee that 18,000 Border Patrol officers are enough. Charlie Norwood, the late congressman from Georgia, said that we need about 25,000 plus troops. Another thing, too, they say that they'll have this done within about 18 months. Well, I talked to a Border Patrol officer, and he said that it takes 2 years to train and deploy a Border Patrol officer.
And John, they stated in the bill that they're going to hire more people. They didn't say they're going to put them on the border.
That's right.
They didn't say we're going to hire them.
And we have no guarantee that the existing force will stay there. I mean, lots of Border Patrol officers are really getting fed up with it. They saw what happened to Ramos and Campion, and they're just figuring, well, we'll just go someplace else. We don't want that to happen to us.
Well, you can't blame them. These guys are all gun-shy now, you know, and it's really sad that takes place. But you know what gets me with this bill? Here's what I don't understand. They're taking this heat. The heat's coming hard and fast, and it's not just coming from right-wing Republicans. There are Democrats who are just as angry about this bill, John, who are flooding their congresspeople's offices with calls. A lot of them are very liberal left-wing people who do not want this invasion to continue. Now, having said that, they're getting it from both sides, and still they're going to go through with it. What happened to the representative form of government where they are supposed to represent our wishes and our thoughts?
Well, we just have an oligarchy ruling the country now. And the thing is, if we don't stand up now and put a stop to it, I mean, they're just going to keep walking over us, and they're going to stamp us into the ground. There's something fascinating I read last year. It was this article by a Mexican diplomat named Fredo Arias King. Go to the website www.cis.org. Go to the July background. Arias King came here to talk to U.S. congressmen about immigration. He talked to about 50 of them, got to know them very well. He said that many of them openly admitted to him that they don't like the American electorate. They said these people are always bothering us all the time. We want to import a bunch of docile people like Mexicans who are used to being kicked around, you know, and controlled by their betters. And so we're very sympathetic toward an amnesty. They actually told him this.
Unbelievable.
I mean that's the mentality a lot of these people have. I tell you, if we accept their abuse, they're going to keep on abusing us.
Well, why wouldn't they?
Yes,
it's like saying, I love it. It feels great. Come on, do it again. You know?
Exactly. I mean...
Well, what's going to happen this week? What do you think we're going to have? You know, I'm hearing a lot of different things from people in that area. You're right there. You're plugged in. You know what's going on. You've known it for years. What do you think? What's your best guess?
I've heard that they perhaps will pass it this week. I hope that won't be the case. I hope we can delay it. You know, to keep it from passing anytime soon, I just hope people will not grow weary. I hope they will keep calling Washington, just keep calling and calling and calling. Maybe we can put a little bit of fear into them. I mean, if you don't stand up for yourself, they're going to take that as your signal that you're willing to give in, and they'll just keep walking on us.
Absolutely. And, John, I want to tell these people in South Carolina, if this guy's this clown, this Ringling Brothers candidate, Lindsey Graham, is up for re-election next year, if you people let him get past the primary in South Carolina, something's wrong with you. I would tell every Democrat in that state who's angry about this to re-register as a Republican and vote this clown right out of the primary. I don't care if the guy going up for elections name is Flip the Frog or Donald Duck. Put him in there and get this clown out. We have to make examples, John, out of these people and say, look, you do us, guess what we're going to do? We're going to do you.
The other day, we gave him our Benedict Arnold Award. We sent a man to Washington. He went to Graham's office and gave him the Benedict Arnold Award.
Good for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll keep giving this award, too.
Well, he's been our most horriblest clown of the week a couple of times. You know, for years I'd heard his name, didn't know anything about him, but then he comes on strong with this. And then I see him on Lou Dobbs the other day talking about how he's worried about agriculture in his state. You know, we're worried about the tourist industry here in California. We're worried about a lot of it. We're worried about the Hollywood picture business. We're worried about a lot of industries here. But you think I want to sell my country out to make sure that California still makes some money? No, I want my country to survive. And this guy is only concerned about his little part of the world. That angers me, and that farmer angered me too.
Would you see Graham getting the award from La Raza? I mean, that, I tell you, it was just so disgusting to see that little weasel standing up there and calling people who oppose amnesty bigots. I mean, before this organization, the National Council of La Raza, which
National
is giving
Council
money
of,
to Mecha. You know
National
what Mecha
Council
is,
of the Race.
Yeah. They've given money to Mecha. They call themselves a civil rights organization.
They are a racist, left-wing, racist hate group, separatist group. That's what they are. That's what the National Council of the Race is. They are a racist national group that wants to just be all to themselves. They don't want anything to do with America. They want to advocate for one race of people only. That's racist.
And they get their tax money for doing it, too.
Oh, absolutely. The United States government. You know, that's why I tell people, stop sending your money to the Republican Party, the Democrat Party. The Democrats and the Republicans both are giving money to these racist, separatist hate groups. They are giving money to LULAC and Mecha and all the rest of these people. Your tax dollar that you, I mean, your hard-earned dollar that you may want to give to some candidate, you give it to them, and they give it to some racist group like this when you can give it to the candidate yourself. John, I got to wrap up. We run a little long today. I got a hard break coming up. We're going to look and see if you know what you're talking about this week, buddy. I don't think they're going to pass it. I hope I'm right and you're wrong, but you got a lot more experience than I do, so we'll see who's on the money.
Let's just stand in there and fight.
There you go. That's the best you and I can give to the American people, the best advice. Stand in there and fight. Don't give up. Don't take this as a loss. We've got to stay on them, and they will listen to us eventually. John Vinson from AIC. Buddy, I want to thank you for staying up late back on the East Coast and listening to us and coming on and joining us.
Very good. My pleasure.
My buddy. You take care.
Yeah.
All right, John. Good guy, folks. He's been around forever, been at this a long time, and I'm going to tell you something else. He knows what he's talking about. He's very experienced. AIC is one of the older organizations that has been fighting this fight for forever, and we thank him for his time. I want to play our spot now. This is Senor Augustin Cebeda. We play this every week, so you will know. This is courtesy of CCIR. I want you folks to hear just what he thinks of you. And it ain't just white folks he don't like and his cohorts. He doesn't like Americans. This is a really, really racist individual.
Agustin Cebeda, Brown Berets. We're here today to show LA, show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of LA. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white Anglo-Saxon Protestant LA, the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours. It's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Go back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock, you pilgrims! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die!
Even their own ethicists say that they should die.
duty to die. They're taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over this society. Our people are, the vast majority of our people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children, we're going to take over.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
888-870-5544 or go to jasonhartman.com.
News Talk 870, KRLA. Just right.
Los Angeles is a sanctuary city disaster courtesy of Antonio Villaraigosa. The good news is you can do something about it. My name is Walter Moore, and I'm running for mayor of L.A. right now. I've got the credentials and platform needed to turn this city around. What I don't have yet is the $150,000 needed to qualify for matching funds and get a guaranteed spot in the televised mayoral debates. That's where you come in. People just like you have already contributed more than $10,000 to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which paid for this ad. All I need now is another $139,000 to get in that debate, clean his clock, win that election, turn this city around. We can repeal Special Order 40, but it's up to you to contribute. Will you help me save America's second largest city? If so, go to moreisbetter.com, two O's, moreisbetter.com. We'll make this city great again. Moreisbetter.com. Thanks.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States of America. How many of you folks heard the news about the Republican Party losing 40% of their small donations? Those are the donations when they call you on the phone and get their bag on. Bag so much hands look like cups. Start talking about they need your money. Send your money, and guess what? 40% of those dollars has dropped off. And I'm going to tell you why. If you call a Republican Party and ask them, they're going to give you some dodge, some song and dance, some flim-flam about, oh, no, that's not what it is. The reason is because people are angry about this issue. And no other reason. No other reason. No other issue brings this kind of anger. And people have said, you know what? And I'm not bragging. I'm not interested in being known for what I've done. But I'm the first guy that I can remember that ever said, stop sending them your money. Stop giving them your money. Stop giving them your votes and your money. You get their attention. Well, guess what? We've got their attention now. I want that to be 90% of the people have stopped giving their small donations to the Republican Party. You can still support your Republican Party, folks. Give the money to the candidate. Sonny Sardo was running a few years ago. You could have gave it to him. Tom Tancredo's running. You could give it to him. You could give it to Ron Paul. You can give it to Duncan Hunter. Give it to somebody that you like. Or they don't have to be running for president. Elton Gallagher. You got Dana Rohrabacher. You got Ed Royce. You got all these good people who are conservatives, the way Republicans like them, that you can. You don't have to live in California to send Dana Rohrabacher a check. He's a good guy. Every time he votes for every state in the union. You can give that money to any person in this country you want. If you're a Democrat, find a Democrat that's with us on this issue and send him the money. But stop sending your money to the parties. If you keep sending it to them, you're going to keep getting what you're getting, which is nothing. Nothing. Let's go to Barbara Cole calling from Huntington Beach. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. You just said the good words. And I want to make a couple of statements and secure our borders, enforce our immigration laws, protect the lives of law-abiding Americans, ensure our national security. Those are going to be the good words that we're going to hear from Congressman Tom Tancredo at the Nixon Library on June 16th of this year. And, Terry, we are so thrilled you are also going to be an honored guest speaker. We urge your listeners to contact us, find out how they can attend this incredibly exciting event. And our phone number is the par usual 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That is toll-free. Check out our website, ccirnet.net, for all the grubby details, and we are so excited. We are so excited about this and look forward to greeting Tom Tancredo, hopefully our next president, who is a patriot and who will uphold his oath of office to protect us from the illegal alien invaders.
Okay, Barbara, that's June the 16th at the Nixon Library. Anybody interested can call Barbara's number. That's a Saturday, folks. June 16th, you can call Barbara's number, 1-877-NO-ILLEGALS.
Right. And check our website for the details. People can pay by check.
You can go to our website also, folks. It's on our website.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Terry.
Okay,
we're
Barbara.
We're so looking forward to it, and we are so excited.
Appreciate.
And God bless you for being part of our program.
Appreciate the call. Take care.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Arlene calling from Sacramento, California. Arlene, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I'm calling about the Let Freedom Ring March for America, which is also happening on June 16th.
Right.
We've been planning this for months. We now have 55 groups and organizations, 35 speakers, and 14 states involved, thousands of patriotic citizens. We've had it. And, you know, we've been calling our senators and our congressmen. We've been doing all that, but we think it's time for us to really make a showing. We need to be seen and heard.
I would agree.
I have to agree with you about Senator Lindsey Graham there. Sounds like Feinstein.
Oh, God, what a piece of work. You know what I mean? What a
really
piece of work.
We really need people to get out there and call Feinstein, because she's saying that she's not getting the calls, and until she gets 80,000...
I think she's a lying sack of beef manure. That's just my opinion. Right. I think she's getting the calls. And John and Ken made a good point the other day. They did the math. They say she's getting like 9,000 calls. Well, you know what? That's all the switchboard can handle. That she's getting the limit of the calls. So, I mean, come on. Give me a break.
Yeah, they handed her a pink slip in L.A. the other day. I heard there was a protest down there. We had some patriotic citizens out doing that.
That ain't what I'd like to hand her, but that's off-the-air stuff. Anyway, Arlene, I hope your event goes well. Let us know how it went, and we'll be hoping for you.
Well, can you let me tell people where to go?
They absolutely.
www.lframerica.com. Also, Save Our State is involved. www.saveourstate.org. And I would also suggest that people go to Numbers USA and join them. They have free faxes, and that's really helpful for people who, can't necessarily afford to.
Right.
Information geared to the person.
Very important tool.
Yeah, and I'm a legal citizen here. I wasn't born in this country, and I'd like to see more Americans get out there off their butt.
I would too, Arlene. Thanks. You and I both. We'll see what happens. Thanks for the call. You take care.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Crazy Steve calling from Austin, Texas. Steve, what do you hear? What do you say?
Greetings from the People's Republic of Austin, Berkeley of the South here in Texas, the heart of Ashland. We're having the March for America here also in 2 weeks, and we're going to combine that with the American Freedom Riders rally for Ramos and Compeon. For all you Texas listeners, we're going to be trying to work on getting Alex Jones to speak at that. And on June 30th in San Antonio, we're going to be protesting in front of the offices of Johnny Rotten, who is the guy who railroaded Ramos and Compeon. And we might get Ron Paul to be at that one. But on the second Saturday of each month, June 9th, coming up, they're going to be having rallies for Ramos and Compeon in the following cities: Las Vegas, Chicago, San Jose, California, Fort Myers, Florida, Honolulu, Miami, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Hollywood. This is generally American Freedom Riders, but it's also being put on by local groups there, like the Chicago Minuteman Project or Citizens of Dade United, Hawaiian Patriots, Save Our State, various things like that. So take your Saturday off and go out and support these guys. They're rotten in prison, and they don't get to see any of the sunlight. You know, you can get out there and get a little sunburn and get a little dehydrated to support these guys. We're probably going to have Gary Brugman. He was the Border Patrol agent you had 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's our buddy. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he'll be speaking at the one in...
He's got some story. This guy, I mean, you know, he can tell you. He's been where Ramos and Compeon are, and he can give you the details of just how rotten old Johnny Satan is, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So all you Texas listeners, come out on the 16th to the Capitol at noon to 3, and everyone else in Las Vegas, Chicago, San Jose, Fort Myers, Honolulu, Miami, Tulsa, and Hollywood, June 9th, and go to AmericanFreedomRiders.com for the contact information in your local area for that. That's all I got, Terry.
All right, Steve. Thanks for the call, buddy. Stay in touch. Let's go to Ron, calling from Los Angeles, California. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
I have to say this bill is the worst bill in the history since I've been alive.
How old are you, Ron?
I'm 51.
Okay.
I'm 51, and it has to be the worst because, number one...
It's the worst.
Number one, even if they say you're not legal, they get the Z visa, so it's a joke in itself. And number two, when it comes to the farms, if they can't handle the costs, either merge and get some, either mechanize them or turn your farms over to ADM.
Or go out of business. You know what I mean? Go out of business.
Yeah, or sell it to ADM. Take a loss and sell it to ADM.
Yeah, if you can't cut it with American labor, then go out of business. These guys are already subsidized by the American government. So, I mean, I don't really get it. What it is, here's what it is. This guy on this farm wants to be rich every year. He doesn't want to make a living like people used to, where you made a living, you lived, and you died. No, they want to be super, super, super rich. Now, I don't begrudge anybody being rich, but when you do it at the downfall of your country, something's wrong. Something is wrong. And they say, well, we won't be able to stay in business if we don't get this cheap labor. No, you'll be able to stay in business. You'll just have to drive the Mercedes for 3 years instead of getting a new one every year. That's the difference. You won't be able to get the new boat every other year. You have to keep that boat for 5 years. That's the difference. These people just don't want to be rich anymore. They want to be stupid rich, and that's sad.
And another, and one more item. These gang bills that are passing, gang programs, they should be going to the police to handle the gangs because the programs that are being passed are run by the gang members.
Yeah, that is a fact. You are right, Ron.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Terry.
All right. Let's go to Bill calling from Chino, California. Bill, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. How you doing
tonight?
What's
up, buddy? Pretty good.
Hey, Terry, there's a word that we got to really focus on, and that is called balkanization. And when we have these influx of immigrants, excuse me, aliens.
Thank you, sir.
This is what we get. And my knowledge of history, which I consider to be quite extensive, that always leads to civil war.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You know, the greatest, one of the greatest empires in the world was the Roman Empire.
Absolutely.
And what did they do, Bill? They brought in so many people from their conquered areas that eventually they had more people there who were non-Romans than they had Romans.
Well, Terry, I know about that. My favorite subject going through school in Fontana was ancient history, and I know exactly what you're talking about. That's why I always, when I get on your program here, I always ask our listeners to send in their donations to the Terry Anderson Show, and you can get the address on, what it is, the website is theterryandersonshow.com, right, Terry?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, anyways, Terry, you're right about that. Ancient Greece, ancient Rome. Those were my favorite subjects, like I said, going through school down there. I was a student at Fontana Junior High, then Fontana High School, and that's what I like to study the most, and you're absolutely right.
And all these people with no
basic loyalty to their country.
And at the time, Bill, at the time, if you would have told the Romans, guess what? You're going to be overthrown. Your country, your empire is going to cease to exist. They would have laughed at you.
Absolutely.
Just like today, people say, oh, no, this will last forever. No. No, that's not necessarily so. And that's not the only empire. That's just the most known empire that this happened to. And I'm going to tell you something. The British Empire, look what's happened to it. You go to England now, you won't even recognize it because there's so many people there. Now, am I saying I want England to stay lily white? Of course not. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is the British people want to keep it British. They don't want to have the whole world living there, and you can't blame them for that. It's their country. They have that right, as we have the right to want to slow down this influx of people. We want to cut illegal immigration, this invasion totally out, and legal immigration should be cut down to a reasonable number that we can assimilate. But no, we've got 1.2 million, 1.5 million legal, and that same number illegal coming in. We cannot maintain that, Bill. It's going to kill us if we continue.
Terry, I agree with you. I'm looking at this election in France with Sarkozy. I see this as a step in the right direction.
All right, buddy.
Terry,
thanks, Bill.
Take care. And again, please, viewers, send in your donations. Again, theterryandersonshow.com. Get the address. Please, 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 mail in your donations.
All right, buddy. Take care. Thanks, Bill.
Bye-bye.
You know, Bill's right, folks. I don't like to ask for money on here, but you know, we get donations from the same people over and over and over. And every once in a while, we get a new person. And I want to thank all of you. I don't thank you individually because I can't, but I want to thank all of you who have helped. But you know what? I get thousands and thousands of emails from people, and if we got $20 from every one of those people, we wouldn't have a problem. We wouldn't have a problem, and I wouldn't even have to ask for money. But it gets to the point where, you know what? Our bills coming in are a huge amount of money, and the things coming in the contributions are small, and you cannot continue that way. If you guys want to help us, I'm going to ask you from the bottom of my heart, send a donation to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I'll give that out again at the end of the night so you can have that. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. If you don't help us, we're out of here. And that's the truth. Let's go to Brian calling from Agoura Hills, California. Brian, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. Good to talk with you. Listen, you're probably familiar with the website firecoalition.com.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, I've been, you know.
It's Jason Marocek, if I'm correct.
I'm not sure. But
yes.
What I found on that website, and I think it's really what we need to do, is hand out flyers. Now, what they have several that you can just download and print from your computer. And then what I've been doing is going to Kinko's and using colored paper. But the flyer in particular that I'm talking about, because I'm afraid we're just talking to the choir here, a lot of the shows here that are, focusing on this problem.
Well, let me tell you something about that, Brian. There's people driving on the freeway right now that have never heard this show before. I get those emails every week.
Oh, that's
so there
good.
Are
okay.
There are new people every week. So it's not just the choir.
Good, good. Well, this is what this one flyer that they have, and this is what I've been doing. It's a flyer that says, and I left it in the other, it says, tired of illegal immigration and our broken borders, join us, we're taking action today. Then it lists four or five or six websites. You can print one of these little things out with your favorite websites or the ones that they have on there, and like I said, when you cut it down, it's only 2 inches, maybe 3 inches wide. What I do is I keep them in my wallet, keep them in my car. When I go somewhere, I put them on the cars all around me. I go into the supermarket. If I'm buying milk or I'm buying juice, I leave a couple wherever I go through the supermarket.
Great.
And it lists all the great websites, or you put your favorite websites on there, and, of course, your show's on there.
Appreciate
and if
it.
People would do this all over, people would be picking these things up that have never maybe really thought about it or never heard of your show or heard of any of the – heard of, you know, even listened to talk radio. So just Fire Coalition under the section called Get Involved.
It's called activism, Brian, and that's what you're doing, and that's what we're trying to get everybody to do. There's so many different ways to be active, folks. This is just
right,
one.
Right,
right. Got to go, Brian.
Definitely.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Call me again.
Okay, Terry.
All right, let's go to Greg calling from Reno, Nevada. Greg, what do you hear? What do you say?
Oh, hey, Terry.
Hey, buddy.
Good show. Love your show.
Thank you, sir.
I want everybody to know what I learned on Lou Dobbs a couple of months ago, and that is that if you fired all the illegal alien farm workers and hired Americans and paid them honest wages, it would only increase the cost of your produce at the grocery store by about 10%.
10%.
So Michael Chertoff crying about the possibility of $50 lettuce is full of it.
Yeah, he's a liar. He's a liar. And let me tell you something else, Greg. Take that 10% and lean it up against what they cost us in schools, hospitals, jails, and everywhere else, welfare and everything else, and figure out where we would come out ahead. We'd be way ahead of the game.
God, we'd be way ahead of them.
Yep.
And another thing is, I wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart for going to bat for Terry, for Tom Tancredo. I'm voting for Tom Tancredo.
Oh, he's a good guy.
I'm so tired of the leprechaun and the wall banger and all these other clowns constantly trying to shove McKennedy and Giuliani and pretty boy Mitt Tech and catcher's Mitt Romney down our throat.
You know what? I heard Fred Thompson. I didn't hear it. I read it on the internet. They asked him about this invasion the other day, and what he said was, you know, we have to secure that border before we discuss anything else. When you hear somebody say that, beware, because that means if they do, which I don't think will happen, but if they do seal that border, he would be willing to amnesty. Nobody should ever make the statement. Hannity makes it too. Nobody should ever make the statement that we got to seal the border first, then we'll discuss. There is no discussion. There is no discussion, Greg. We are not going to discuss whether or not people here illegally have the right to be here. No, nothing. Never, never, ever. You've got to go home. You cannot stay in our country, and there will be no discussion. I don't care how many border patrolmen you hire. I don't care how many landmines you want to set down there, whatever ridiculous thing somebody can come up with as a suggestion. I am telling you that we will not negotiate to allow these people to stay here. We did it once, and we ain't doing it again.
Yeah, we get kicked in the teeth big time, and we can't afford it again.
There you go. Greg, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, thank you, Jerry.
Let's go to Mike calling from Santa Monica. Mike, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry, how you doing this evening?
Hey, pretty good, buddy.
Listen, I want to thank you for being on the radio, man, first off. I mean, you know, we don't have this outlet. We don't have much of anything. And a curious thing, I was listening to KRLA the other night, and they got another guy on KRLA. I don't know if you know about this guy.
Oh, that's our buddy, Kevin James. Oh, good guy. Our buddy.
I'm just kind of curious. I mean, you're the guy who, like, kind of brought this thing forward. You launched this. Besides George Putnam here in Los Angeles, how come you didn't get that spot, dude?
You'd have to call Carol and ask them about it. I got no comment. I will say this about Kevin. We're glad he's back on the air. We're glad to have him. So I'm not in competition with Kevin. I see your point, but you would have to ask them that.
Does his show work on donations?
No, he's a paid guy.
Oh, he gets his salary?
Yeah, he gets a salary, and I'm happy for him. Got to go, Mike. Thanks for the call.
Terry, one thing I'd like to say real quick, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
We got to drop this Republicrats and this Demicans crap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we do. Absolutely.
What we have to do is we have to pull our direction and our focus from what the people perceive that they need.
Well, you know, Mike, we got to stop the divisiveness. And let me tell you something else. I get lots of email from liberal Democrats who tell me they're fed up.
Well, so, it should be. I mean, yep. We can't do this with an ideology that's formed without thought. And we certainly can't do it if it's not based on what the people of this country want.
Well said.
We can't do it on money. We have to do it on respect.
All right, buddy.
Thanks for the call. Thank you.
Let's go to Laird calling from La Habra, California. Laird, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry. It's Laird in La Habra. I just thought that you should consider naming President Bush's Lifetime Achievement Award as the most horriblest clown of the week.
he's been most horriblest clown of the year.
Well,
so many times he
deserves a lifetime achievement.
Oh, he's got it. We might make him an award and mail it to him.
As long as he considers this bill to not be amnesty, he qualifies.
Well, he is a liar. And when I first call him a liar on the air, Laird, people say, oh, you can't call a president a liar. I say, okay, let's go through it. Is it an amnesty? Yes, it is. Does he say it's not an amnesty? Yes, he does. He's a liar.
Terry,
end of story.
Instantaneous legal status for those who broke the law is amnesty.
Period.
They never have to want to be a citizen.
There you go.
They're here legally.
And you know what else, Laird, he kills me with? Well, they have to go to the end of the line. Well, guess where the end of the line is? It's in this country.
They need to go to the end of the line if they want to be a citizen.
Right, but not to have the green card.
They don't have to go to any line.
There you go.
They have instantaneous legal status.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well said.
That's called amnesty.
Laird, there are people in this country right now who got amnesty 21 years ago who are still not citizens because all they wanted was that green card. They don't care about citizenship. When he says they have to go to the end of the line, yeah, they go to the end of the line for citizenship, but that end of the line should be out of this country, back in the back of the line with people who haven't even come here yet. But no, they get to do their waiting here with the green card, getting all the goodies, and that's wrong. Laird, thanks for the call. Call me
You're welcome, buddy.
Take care.
You bet.
All right, let's go to Fred. Calling from the great state of Oklahoma. Fred, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi, there's this number you can call. It's owned by one of these invaders' rights groups. And it's 800-882-2005, and you can tell your senators and your congresspeople, both your senators, what you think about immigration. Of course, they want you to tell them to support the amnesty bill, but, call that on their dime, the dime of the invaders, and tell them what you think. Tell them we never forgive and never forget, and, the people will be looking out.
Appreciate it, Fred. Great idea. We did that a couple weeks ago. Great idea. Fred, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Captain Ed calling from Hollywood, California. Cap, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how you doing, my
Pretty
friend?
Good, buddy. Been a while.
Hey, listen, I know it. I wanted to put out an offer of matching funds maybe for the first five people that contribute $100 or maybe 10 people who contribute $50, however you want to run it. I'll contribute up to $500.
Well, Cap, I really appreciate that. Folks, Sharon did that a few weeks ago. She called and said she had, I believe it was $250 she was going to do matching. We got one person with $50 who sent it in, and that was it. If you folks want to do this matching thing, just say you want to match Captain Ed's $500 for whatever amount, and we'll put it down, and we'll let him know how much it was. In fact, we'll tell him on the air as it comes in so he'll know what we're receiving. We really appreciate that from you and from Sharon because it's very, very generous of you to do that. And we know we have to stay on the air. We need everybody's help.
My pleasure, my good friend. Keep up the good work.
All right, Cap.
We love you.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
Bye.
All right, good guy. Captain Ed, let's go to Daniel calling from L.A. Daniel, not much time. What do you hear?
Hey,
what do you
say? How you doing, Terry?
Pretty good. You got about 20 seconds, buddy.
Okay, there's a new bill that just came out, H.R. 1999. It's going to fund La Raza, $5 million for the first year and $10 million after that.
Wow. Wow.
If you want to go to Google and punch it up, all the information is there.
H.R. 1999. Dan, thanks for the call, buddy.
$1999.
Thanks for the call. Folks, the lines are full. The lines are absolutely full. I'm sorry I can't get to anybody else. We'll try to get to y'all next week. I want to remind everybody out there about this week with the swings. Two great columns tonight, Comprehensive Stew and Republican Bake Sale, 40% off. Good stuff. You can read it on our website, This Week with the Swings. I want to thank my engineer, Chandler, who always does a fabulous job. Mel, for taking your calls. My producer, Mike Wohner. Don't forget our buddy, Rusty Childress, immigrationbuzz.com. Mark Edwards tonight, folks. Those of you in Phoenix will be on right after me on KFNX 1100 AM in Phoenix, Arizona. I will do his second hour with him at 11 o'clock. Kevin James, folks, this week on KRLA, every weekday night, I believe it's at 8 or 9 o'clock. I'm not sure. Listen to Kevin James. Don't forget to buy something made in America, folks. Bought a washing machine this week. It was American made. I demanded it when I bought it. I made him show me the paperwork, and I'm happy that I did it. I feel good. I supported my fellow Americans. Don't forget those three websites we talk about, folks, theterryandersonshow.com. Don't forget to help us with the show, terryandersonshow.com. 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604, if you want to contribute. Don't forget Glenn Spencer for those updates on the illegal alien invasion. We'll be back next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Thank you, folks. Stick with us. Come back next week. America needs you. Needs me. I'll be here. Will you? We'll see.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
I found this company online and they had this